I think, as we all would probably recognize it, Christmas is a time of giving. Christmas is a time of receiving. And of all the holidays, and there are many, all the holidays that we celebrate, Christmas is probably really the only one we truly go all out for to get ready for. Nothing I know comes close to the preparation, the buildup, for the big special day. In the commercial realm, obviously, the realm of Christmas, we get ready by spending money, right? A lot of money is spent to get ready for the day. But if we kind of think of it from the spirit of the season of Advent, we get ready by preparing our hearts to receive. I know a lot of us have probably done maybe most of our shopping by now, or we still have some things to wrap up and stuff. So we've done all the spending part, but now is time maybe to start to prepare our hearts. We've been preparing to give. Maybe it's time to think about the receiving part. But giving is great. And giving is actually biblical. It's fun. And when we think about Christmas and giving, obviously God gave his son Jesus to be our Savior. And then at the same time, we think of the wise men and they came to give and present their gifts to the baby Jesus. Again, on the flip side, we don't maybe think about as much about preparing ourselves to receive. Because we've heard, it's more blessed to give than receive, right? We like that part. And sometimes giving is actually even easier, because receiving sometimes in some situations and contexts, it maybe just makes us feel uncomfortable, depending on what the situation is. But to be a good receiver, you kind of have to have the right kind of attitude. So maybe we do at times have to almost prepare ourselves to receive. Christmas is about receiving. And I think in the story, in the gospel lesson today, Joseph becomes for us an example of how to receive at Christmas. And Joseph is one of those interesting people or characters in the whole Christmas story. Joseph is always there. He's on the front of your Christmas card. There's Joseph. We know he's there. He's always in the nativity sets and scenes. But I don't know if we really see him as a main character. When you think of the main character, Mary, and you think of the shepherds and the wise men and the angels, and it's almost like Joseph is there along for the ride. He plays a role, and he's got an important role, a crucial role, but maybe it's more of a supporting role. But then consider what the announcement of the angel meant to Joseph. And you think of that and say, all right, where's the application in this for us? And it's like, if you want Jesus in your life, it's going to take some bravery. You're going to need some courage in the follow-through part. Joseph, if you just look at this, Joseph was basically told, this is what you're going to do. You're going to do this. I want you to take Mary home as your wife. I want you to name the child this. So the idea is that if Jesus is in your life, you're not the manager. The child will be your manager. It's because when you come to Christ, sometimes we have to drop our conditions. You can't know Jesus personally unless you have the courage to admit that you're a sinner and that you need a Savior. Kind of bottom line. Now we have the benefit of seeing the whole story as we look back. Here's Joseph with only the thoughts in his head about what could happen. And he took Mary home as his wife and accepted all the responsibilities that what that would mean to him. And then we look at it and say, God has a gift to give. He has a plan to send a gift to the world, and he wants the world to be ready to receive the gift. And again, all you see is God taking the initiative. The one who's behind the plan, the instigator of the plan, the one who carries the plan through, he would become one of us. He would be the substitute. He is the one that would live the life that we couldn't. He would take upon himself our sin. He would be the one that would suffer the consequences of what we deserved. That would be the role of the Savior, the rescuer. You know, the one that Joseph was told about that evening. And obviously Joseph didn't really totally understand the fullest extent of what that meant. So a little over 2,000 years have passed. God had a plan, has a plan. And the plan is always about let the people of the world know what he has done to restore this broken relationship between himself and humanity. And so to carry out the plan, he always was looking for people to be introduced to his son Jesus. And he needs people to bring Jesus into the world and to the world. Jesus wants to share with people what he has done. In the New Testament lesson for today, the lesson in the book of Romans, Paul tells us that we have a calling on our lives. It's a calling to receive. It's a calling to share. And but the idea is to receive something is you also to receive is to surrender. As one person says, you know, becoming a Christian is not like signing up for a gym. It's not just some kind of maybe a living well program that's going to, you get into this thing and it's going to help you flourish in all areas of your life. It's not like getting into a subscription service that you kind of stay engaged with as long as it's doing something for you. And you kind of, you know that as long as you can handle the reasonable costs, you stick with it. That's not what Christianity is. It's not some negotiated thing where you get the most out of it. It's about surrender. It's to say yes to the giver. And when we say yes to God, there's a risk that's involved. So we go back to Joseph. See, Joseph opened his heart. He opened his heart to Mary and to her situation and to God and his plan. Joseph opened his spirit. He wanted what God wanted. And what God wanted to do through him. He opened his home. Welcomed Mary in, welcomed the baby in. Joseph opened his future. Whatever God had planned for him, he was just one who was always humbly willing to go along with what God's plan was. And as one person put it, Joseph welcomed the divine intrusion into his life. And I think there's one verse, verse 24, it just kind of says it all about who he is. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. Stepping out in faith, asking God to come into his life, all of it. He was just always willing. God wanted to use Joseph. Now, maybe he's not using Joseph in what we would say is a lead part, but definitely in a supportive role. And you have Joseph, and you have Mary, you have Paul. All were asked to be obedient to how God wanted to use them as his servants. And servants basically just say, what do you need me to do? What do you want me to do? Jesus just wants to be with us. We like that idea. And I think some years ago, just going through studies and just kind of becoming more aware of all the different ways that God has made himself known to us in his titles. And I think for me, for the most part, over the last number of years, Just that idea that God is Emmanuel, God with us, is the most meaningful way that I see God. Because regardless of what's going on, he's with me. And that's the most beautiful thing. But he also shows himself and wants to be, you know, our Lord and King. In the psalm for today, we didn't read it, but it's Psalm 24. And there's a line that's repeated twice in that psalm, and it's, "Lift up your heads, you gates, lift them up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in." And it's said twice for emphasis. Understand what is there to bring joy to you. And so may your heart, may your life just receive what is coming. It's an invitation to welcome, an invitation to receive. But in some way or another, there's always a reaction to those kind of things. Joseph passed the test and became an example of humbly receiving Christ into our lives, what that looks like. But we do know that receiving God's Christmas present has consequences. And it's a lot different than receiving a pair of pants, an Apple Watch, or a sweater. Our minds, as we've been talking about that and how we define Christmas and what it is and how that affects how we do Christmas, our minds have to be conditioned to think about Christmas a certain way, because it will just naturally kind of go along with maybe where culture takes it, but we have to reprogram our mind, in a sense, to look at it a certain way, to refocus. Because it really comes down to, have you received God's Christmas gift? God's Christmas gift may be a little bit different. To recognize Christ as a gift is to receive God's gift and to make it personal. So 1 week from today, you know, the questions will start coming. You know, what did you get for Christmas? Well, I got these new, well, not me, I got these new earrings. Not that there's anything wrong with that, I just didn't do the earring thing, all right? Or new outfit, or I got a new game system, or I got a new air fryer. Whatever it is, it may be on our list, but we always identify, this is what I got for Christmas. But the thing, rethinking and reframing our mind, what did you really get for Christmas? Because what you really got for Christmas, you see, if you really receive God's Christmas gift, you'd say, I got forgiveness. The God who created the world, who I'm created in his image, gave me a gift that I'm forgiven. That I'm a new person because of what he did for me. What did I get for Christmas? I got assurance of eternal life. Because what that baby brought into this world and what that baby did for me allowed me to know that I have the promise of eternal life. What is God's Christmas gift gives me? It gives me hope for the future. It gives me a sense there's a purpose and meaning to life that I know because of who I am in Christ and in God. Because of this gift. And to say, that's what he really got for Christmas. And God has a plan, and it's never changed, still in effect, and it's to bring people back into relationship with himself. And he offers it through the gift of his son, Jesus. And again, he was born literally so he could die as a substitute in my place. To give me something I could never come up with on my own. And now God calls us through his name Emmanuel and says, you know what? I just want to be with you and know that you know that I am with you in life, regardless of what's going on. And if the Lord is with me, I have encouragement. That God can use me despite my flaws. He's given me gifts and abilities and talents that he can work through. He's going to guide me through life and give me a proper focus on where it needs to be. He's going to carry me through times of struggle. And he's going to give me the strength or the power to be able to carry out these things. Our faith response, receive it, obey it. The song, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. There's a line in it about Jesus. It says, mild he lays his glory by. It's like he willingly chose to lay aside, set aside, you know, that majesty, that glory, that power, and willingly surrendered himself to be what he came to be and do. And to see him doing all that for you. See, one day God came to Mary and said, I have a plan to bring Christ, the Savior, into the world. And I need you, Mary. And then one evening God came to Joseph and said, Joseph, I have a plan to bring Christ the Savior into the world. I need you. One day, God came to Paul, who was Saul at the time, and says, Saul, I have a plan to bring Christ the Savior into the world, and I need you. And right now, this morning, he says, fill your name in the blank. I have a plan to bring Jesus Christ is saving to the world, and I need you. See, the first thing he needs is just access, an openness to welcome and to receive the gift. And then he just goes about doing his work in and through us. And God needs many people like Joseph. Maybe people who are just kind of playing a supportive role, but very much needed in the story. And then when you can think about Mary and you think about Joseph, it's true. Nothing is impossible with God in what he can do through a person. So don't underestimate what he can do through you. Just you put yourself in your hands and say, okay, God. How do we receive the gift? Well, the fourth verse of the little town of Bethlehem tells you exactly how to receive the gift today. Every one of us, we can do this. O holy child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in, be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell. O come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel. Welcome him, receive him, give him. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I just pray that that would be our prayer. That you would come as you've descended into our world, that you would just cast out that sin. We welcome you in, take residence in our heart and our life. God, help us just to know in our minds we need to just reframe Christmas. There are a lot of great things that we do with our family and our friends. But help us to understand what your gift is to each and every one of us. Help us to welcome that. Because that lasts for all eternity. God, we have people in our hearts today that maybe need to know you and your presence in a special way. I lift up before you this morning Dwayne Jasper. He's there at Kaiser in the hospital. I pray that you would just renew his strength. May his body receive the healing through the treatments that you are working in and through him through the hospital there. But again, for other people that we know too, maybe they're just kind of lost right now. Maybe there's other kinds of healing that they need emotionally or spiritually. God, thank you. Come into their lives as Emmanuel as well. Be with us through our day today. We pray that you would just bless the concert tonight in a very special way. Our service is coming up in the future. And we just give them to you, that people would come to know your gift to them. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name, amen. We'll now take our offering.